Well, don't you think I was smart to ask these folks to preach today? I couldn't have done a better job. And I thank you for sharing from your hearts what it means to be part of this community, to be part of the mission and ministry that God has tasked us with, and all the gifts that we see around us. So I thank God that we are with a strong foundation, and that God is leading our church to a newer place, to new ministries, and new tomorrows that are unexplored. I believe that God has much more in store for us. So I want to thank you for your commitment and for your love and for your service to each other and to our community. Let us pray together. Awesome God, you bring us together in this place, calling us from all other places where we live and work and play, so we can recognize you in the faces lined with wisdom, so we can hear you in the questions of the smallest child among us, so we can sit up and notice all that you do in our midst. Jesus, our brother and savior, you speak your words so we might hear the sighs of the outsiders of our world. You walk the borderlands of our joys and sorrows so we might embrace your healing. You enter our hearts despite our best efforts to close them to your presence. Enduring Spirit, when we are tempted to imprison the good news with our fears, our prejudices, our doubts, our politics, whisper that word which shatters all chains and sets us free to be your people. We thank you, God, for all your gifts that enrich our lives, for making us your partners, your stewards, to create life, liberty, and joy, to relieve people of pain and suffering, to save them from the violence of hunger, hatred, division, and depression. God, in community, we lift up the names of all our loved ones today, those who are joyful, those who are suffering and ill, those who are fallen and lost, those who are seeking and hopeful. We lift up the names of our loved ones in our hearts. We seek you in our brothers and sisters who worship with us in different ways, using different language, calling you by other names. We join with them in a weird prayer for peace, especially remembering Syria and Egypt, Iraq and Afghanistan, Pakistan and Libya, Uganda and Sudan. We pray for our families and friends in lands of our ancestors, the Philippines, Liberia, Sierra Leone, England, Russia, China, Taiwan, Korea, Japan, Mexico. May there be peace on earth. May we be part of your great move, your great work on this earth. So we pray as Jesus, our brother, has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Our God, who provides for our every need, invites us to give of ourselves as we work and wait for the coming reign of Christ, trusting in the Spirit to sustain us and our church in all things, let us give generously for the work of God through our church and around the world. The ushers will be coming in the front. They'll be holding four baskets. Today, we invite our members to come forward and in your movement to the front as a sign of your commitment, not only to this church, but also to our world and to God, of your willingness to serve in the ways that are open to you, to give as God makes it possible, but most of all, to partner with each other, to be stewards of God's great gifts that dwell in us and among us. So ushers, please come forward, and as Miriam plays the offertory, I invite our members to come forward. We will start from the back rows.